If you have your Bible, turn to the 66th Psalm. The 66th Psalm, verse 1. And the Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name, and make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art Thou in Thy word. But through the greatness of Thy power shall Thine enemies submit themselves unto Thee. All the earth shall worship Thee, and shall sing unto Thee, and they shall sing to Thy name, Selah." That means, what do you think about that? Ponder that a minute. Think about that, praise the Lord. He says, he goes on, verse 5, says, "Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in all He's doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in Him. He ruleth by His power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into Thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay Thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto the burnt unto Thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. God, blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me." I want to preach a little while tonight on this psalm as a song of deliverance. A song of deliverance. Amen. I thank God for the psalms, don't you? But I thank God for the ones that songs of deliverance that God gives in His Word. He says, "Make a joyful noise unto God." He said, "All ye lands." He said, "We need to do." He said, "We need to come and praise to God." We ought to come through the door every time we come to the house of God. We ought to come to the house of God with praise on our lips. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how can we do that?" By being ready to worship God. Amen. By having our lives cleaned up, by having our hands cleaned up, by having our hearts cleaned up, we could come together to worship God in spirit and truth. I thank God for what Zach was saying. If we count the blood of Jesus as something precious, we carry it like it's holy, amen, and we'd live holy lives unto God. Isn't it good to know, praise God, that there's a God of heaven who is holy? And He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." He said, praise God, we could come through the door with one mind, one accord, with holy hearts and holy hands, holy minds and holy tongues, to proclaim the goodness of God, to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, "Come and praise God." See, we hear a call, amen, this song of deliverance. We hear a call from God, a call from God's people, a call to the nations, and calls to individuals. He said, "Hey, if you would," He said, "just come and praise the Lord." Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to praise the Lord. I like to see the power of God on His people. I like to see the presence of God manifest in the church of God. I like to see the power upon God's people and them praising Him for His goodness. We come to a day and a time that people don't think it's correct. It's not proper. It's not politically correct to praise God, to lift up holy hands, to say amen. I mean, you can't hardly get a holy grunt out of Christian people anymore. Praise God. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. God likes it, Brother Jacob, when we stand up and lift up the name of Jesus. God likes it when we praise His name and give Him glory. God likes it when we thank Him for the things that He's done. He thanks it when we praise Him for moving upon our lives, for taking out the obstacle, for moving obstacles out of the way and giving us a clear path to walk, following Lord Jesus Christ in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I want to say tonight, in the authority of the Word of God, it's still all right to worship God. It's still all right to live right. Praise God. As Brother Bill would say, it's time to live right right now.
Amen.
Amen. We're living a day and hour. People think it's okay to do anything. I want to say, praise God. I tell you, the only thing it's okay to do is just praise God all the time.
Amen.
Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, because He's delivered us from those things of the world. Amen. Those things of the world, they don't have a hold on me no more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've broke away from them. I broke free. Jesus Christ the Lord, praise God, moved in my heart and took those things away. I don't have no desires for those things no more.
Amen.
Yeah, preacher, I still have desires for some of these things, praise God. Well, you get rid of those desires, the more Jesus you get, the more of those you don't need.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You get loaded up with the Lord, you get loaded up with the God, you get loaded up with the goodness of God, where you get so full, praise God, that you start passing out everywhere you go, starts running out on you, and praise the Lord, you won't have room for the junk.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Now, I'll just say this, I'm like Sanford and Son. I keep everything. Brother Bill, my granddaddy was brought up during the Depression. That's I got it from him. I save everything. He had a little old, he had a coffee can on the back porch and an anvil. And he'd get old nails, he'd put them in that coffee can. He had another coffee can, so when he'd take on rainy days and he'd take that coffee can and he'd take those nails out, straighten them on that anvil and put them in another can. He was saving them for a rainy day, praise God. Saving them for another day, praise God. But I want to say, Lord God, there's a God of heaven and I put my faith and trust in Him, amen. But praise God, hey, I still keep a lot of things and I don't always need. There's a lot of things over in my buildings and I'll probably never need again. Hey, I've probably been in there so long I don't even remember that they're in there. Amen.
Amen.
It's a whole lot of that stuff I probably ought to get rid of. Amen. Anybody else in here like that? Amen. There's a lot of times the stuff in our life, amen, it gets accumulated like that. Hey, there's a lot of stuff in our lives that we don't need no more. Amen. As Christians, those that's born again believers, amen, we need to chunk that stuff. We need to get rid of it. Just know that, let somebody, just go ahead and haul it off. Amen. Get a hold of the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to just get rid of this stuff out of my life. Maybe you got some of it you need to literally carry off. Amen. Hey, maybe some things at your house and in your car and in your radio and in your CD box that needs to be got shed of. Amen. The things that so easily beset us, that'll take us away from God. Now you say, well, preacher, you done quit preaching and went to meddling. Amen. Who told him? Somebody come out to us and say, who told you what I had in my truck? How'd you know I had that in there? I don't, but God does. Amen. But he said what we ought to do, praise God, get rid of all that stuff that so easily beset us and just come to worship God, to praise God. And he said, hey, listen, we can do it. He said, he give a challenge to the nations, the whole world. He said, hey, listen, the whole world ought to just praise God. You know what would happen if we got the whole world got to praising God? We'd be so caught up in praising God, we wouldn't have time to fuss and fight.
Right.
Amen. Hey, I'll just put it right here where we are. If we got so involved in praising God, worshiping, staying clean and pure, so we could, amen, we wouldn't have time to fuss and fight among ourselves.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Every time we come in that door, praise God, we could bust it wide open and say, glory to God, He's real. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but when I see God moving in my life, when He does stuff for me, praise the Lord, I just like to praise Him for it. Amen. I realize that, hey, I'm a sinful man. I mean, I feel like old Peter when the Lord was on his boat. He said, Lord, depart. So I'm a sinful man, praise. I'm a sinful man in this flesh. This flesh can get the best of me, but I'm glad there's something that lives down inside my soul. Praise God, it helps me overcome my flesh.
Amen.
Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. He said, my flesh is pulling me in the wrong direction all the time. But he said, praise God, I'm glad there's a force that overcomes my flesh. He said, I can mortify the deeds of the flesh so I might come out victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I can put my flesh to, I can mortify these, I'll kill off my flesh. Yeah, preacher, how do you do that? You quit feeding it.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, if you quit feeding your flesh for a while, praise God, you'll get, your flesh will die. Literally. Amen. You go without food and water long enough, your flesh will die. Our sinful part of us, if we quit feeding it, the sinful things of this world, praise God, it won't be long, it'll die. It'll die out, praise God, and the good things of God will begin to take over. Amen. I like that rejuvenating process. Amen. I like that new creation. I like what God's doing down in our hearts. Amen. And praise God, by the Bible, the psalmist said, God's gave us a magnificent deliverance. He said, let's rejoice and just praise God for the deliverance.
Amen.
Amen. So he takes it to the nations, to the whole world. Amen. We see that in verses 1 through 12. And he brings it out to the whole world can be partakers. All the nations of the world can participate in praising the Lord. Amen. I wonder what would happen if we just had a holy day when the whole world just stopped and just lifted up the name of Jesus one day. You want me to tell you what happened? There'd be thousands upon thousands upon thousands saved. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, we'll draw all men unto me. There'd be a seed planted. It'd be so magnificent, praise God, that there'd be thousands that couldn't help but get in. Amen. There'd be a power and influence, praise God, of the Spirit of God. It'd be so real. Could you imagine that? You say, preacher, that'll never happen. It may never happen in the world. But they was telling me in the prayer room, fellas saying they got some great big signs down south in the southwest, and they putting up big signs on the highways now. I said need to praise God, need to lift up the name of God, amen. Need to get back to God. I said only thing that's going to fix our problem is getting back to God. Amen. Hey, ought to be on every corner, praise God. Putting it in the minds and hearts of people and our youngins and our families and our loved ones. Praise God. That's the only way to get peace. The only way to have joy is to get back to God. And praise God, when we get back to God, we'll praise Him for His goodness.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but God's been good to me. Amen. God's blessed me. He's helped me. He's lifted me up. Every time, praise God, I begin to doubt what He can do. Praise the Lord. He shows me His magnificence. He shows me His power. Amen. I'm somebody that's living in the power of God today. I'm not a part of some cold, dead something. Amen. I'm part of something that's real. It's alive. It's vibrant. Praise God. It's exciting.
Amen.
Amen. You sit there and look at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. Amen. You ever see a sheep look at a new gate? They don't understand. See, sheep don't... Hey, they're like goats. They don't like change. They may not be sheep, maybe looking at goats. You know how you tell the difference between a sheep and a goat? Called goat's butt. Amen. They'll say, but God, but God, but preacher. I don't know why they always want to butt the preacher, because preacher's all he's doing is bringing the mail. Amen. Just delivering the mail, amen. Just like the mailman. I just bring it and put it in the box. You do with it what you want to. Amen. I'll actually get a hold of it, use it for God's glory, amen. It'll help your heart. It'll draw us all closer together, help us love one another.
Amen.
Amen. You get to loving one another, praise God. You can praise God together, and we'll just rejoice together. He said, hey, listen, he said, verses 1 through 12, he said, we can rejoice as a nation. But he said, what? He said, that 13 through 20, he said, we can rejoice as individuals. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm liking to praise God as individual. I like to do it at church house, but I like to do it at my house.
Amen.
Sometimes, Brother Rex, I get all by myself, praise God. Me and God have a time. Amen. I get in my little old study, praise God, and it's just 10 to 12. And sometimes I'm looking for a running space. Amen. I get beside myself. I just got to get up and walk around, cry a while. Amen. Because God just moves in there with me, praise God. And when God overfloods the place, He just fills it up to overflowing. Kind of like He did down at the temple, praise God. They gathered in there and the smoke filled the place and there was no room to get in, praise God, for the presence of God. Wouldn't it be nice in the house of God if we come up here and it's full of God, amen. We've about had that a few times around here lately. The presence of God was so real, it's just almost too much for it. We couldn't stand to be in the presence of God because it was so real. The church is so full. He was just overflooding her heart. Praise God. He's pushing the juice out of it. We was a bawling and a crying and praising God. You say, preacher, is that real? That's as real as it gets.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says we're supposed to worship God. We're supposed to give Him praise and honor and glory because He is God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, now I'm back to looking at the gate. That sheep looking at a new gate. It's funny to me. Now you listen to me. It's funny to me that we can take little old youngins or we can go down to a ball game and we can get there in the bleachers in the stand. And I told you, I'm not a spectator. I don't do spectator sports. I like to get in there and go. But we'll go down there at the ball game. We'll go down there at the racetrack. We'll go down wherever we go. And boy, we'll get out there and our favorite race car driver, our favorite ball player, they get out there and they get that ball and they go to run and they get to hit and they get to doing their thing. And boy, we'll jump up, we'll shout and we'll wave our arms and we'll scream and we'll holler. And boy, we'll cut a shine and we don't care who knows it. We don't care who's looking at it. But we'll come down there to the house of God and the Holy Spirit of God. I mean, it's greater than any ball player ever was, greater than any race car driver ever was. Thank God he moves through here. And he touches our heart, and boy, he gets us excited down in our soul, and we sit there with locked jaw, don't say nothing. We ought to jump up and say, glory to God, he touched me, praise God. Amen. Listen, I don't want to sit still if God's touching me. I want to get in and say, do it again, Lord. I like it when he touches you. Amen. I like it when he comes down and touches this big old boy. Amen. He gets, tears start running. I sit over and I say, whoa, Lord, do it again, Lord. Amen. Hey, glory to God. That helps my heart when I see the power of God manifesting these people.
Amen.
Amen. He said we need to come and praise. Call to come and praise the Lord. Amen. Not always to call. He said, come and praise the Lord. Come and rejoice the Lord. But he says, come and see. Amen. Verse 5, he said, come and see the works of God. Amen. He said, listen, said, not only do we need to come and praise God, but said we can come praise God when we come and see what God has done. We come see the marvelous works of God. Amen. We see how God's a moving. We see, He gives us a history here of the nation of Israel. Amen. He says, come and see what God has done. He said, He is terrible what He's doing toward the children of men. Amen. Now listen to this. He's talking about the children of men. Now, he didn't say about the children of God, but he said about the children of men. Amen. He said he turned the sea into dry land. And they went through and flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power over forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt himself. Selah. I said, what do you think about that? He said, God Almighty, he's delivering God. He said, we're praising, we're rejoicing, giving God the praise because he's delivered us. See, he brought us into Exodus. He brought us to a place, brought us to the sea, praise God. And he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And they stood there, Moses lifted up his head. Praise God, God sent a wind through there, praise God, and dried up a sea, parted it out, and they went across dry shod into the promise of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God. That's worthy of praise. That's worthy of lifting up voices unto him. Amen. Bless his name. He says, oh, bless our Lord. Verse 8, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Harry says, praise him, people, praise him. Don't hold back. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you praise the Lord out loud? Hello, how many people praise the Lord out loud? Amen. They some of you here that I've never heard a peep out of. Amen. But he said, praise the Lord out loud. He said, you people, praise the Lord out loud. Give God glory, amen. Lift up your voices. Praise. You say, well, preacher, I'm just not a holler and a shouter. Amen. But what we are, we're powders. Amen. We need to be a holler and shouter. I'd better be a holler and a shouter than a powder. But he said, lifting up her voice. Amen. He said, make the voice of his praise to be heard. Amen. He said, praise God, it's time that we not ought to be ashamed to praise God. Not ashamed to lift up our voice and say, God did that. When God's moved upon our life, when he took us from situations, when he took us out of circumstances, put our feet upon the foundation, showed us, praise God, that it was him that done that. It was he that took that situation. It was he that took that circumstance. It was the Lord God Almighty that moved in our lives, praise the Lord. We ought to be ashamed to praise him for that.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's the matter? We're, in the day we live, we're saying, we're afraid if we praise God that people say we're Pentecostal. Amen. They're afraid, we're afraid they'll think we're charismatic. Amen. But praise God, I want to say a good old fashioned independent Baptist ought to be able to praise God too. Amen. We're serving the same God they're serving. Amen. And we ought to be able to praise Him, glory to God, when we see God moving, when we see Him answering prayer. I pray God, He said, come and see what God can do. Amen. I've seen marvelous works of our Lord. Amen. I've seen Him move, praise God. He said He brought us out of Egypt. He said, He took us into Canaan. Amen. Praise the Lord. He took us into Canaan. Look at verse 12. He said, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, and we went through the fire and through the water, but Thou broughtest us out unto a wealthy place. Amen. He brought us into a wealthy place. Praise. You know where we're at today? We're in the wealthiest place we could be. You said, Preacher, you mean in the United States of America? I know, as children of God. We're in the wealthiest place. Praise God, when we get the Son, praise the Lord, we get it all.
Amen.
Amen. What Charles said this morning, talking about the painting of the Son. The soldier boy, the soldier had painted, brought to his father, and the father put up a wall, and he was so proud of that million-dollar painting. But the one that he was most impressed with, most he loved, it was a picture of his son who had died in battle, praise the Lord. And when it come auction time, nobody wanted to take the son. Nobody would have anything to do with the son. But praise God, the gardener for the man, he said, I'll take the son. I'll take the son. And he said, praise God, sold to the man in the back. They said, bring out the Rembrandt, bring out the expensive painting. And the auctioneer said, it's finished. They said, what do you mean? He said, whoever takes the Son, praise God, gets it all, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad, Lord God, one night, 1976, on a Wednesday night, I took the Son, praise God. Now I've got it all.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I've got it all. Amen. I'm an heir and joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if that means much to you, praise God. That's big to me. I'm just an old country boy from the north side. Amen. I ain't got a whole lot, Brother Bill, but I don't need much. I'm just a passing through. I'm on my way out of here. Amen. I ain't planning on settling here for long. My little old youngin's probably get a little bit of property, a little old house over there off of New Stock Road in a little while. But praise God, I'm going to go be with my Lord and Savior. Praise God, I'm going to get whatever He's got.
Amen.
Amen. Going to be heir and joint heir with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So He said, well, come and see the magnificence of God. What God's done, He said, the quality of what we have, a wealthy place. Not only does He say, does He call us to come and praise and to come and see, but He calls us to come and sacrifice. We see in verses 13 and through 15, He said, I go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows. Amen. In other words, somewhere or another, when they was going through troubles, when they was going through hardship, when they was going through trial, they'd made a vow to God. They said, Lord, if You'll help me, if You'll touch me, if You'll lead me, if You'll bring me out, Lord, I'll lift up Your name. I'll praise You. I'll give You glory. I'll walk for You. I'll walk with You. And He said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to come and offer up sacrifices. I'm going to pay my vow. That's what I vowed to God. I want to say, young'uns, we need to be careful. The Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. And we're seeing people all over the country today that's making vows before God and before man and breaking those vows. Amen. Oh me, don't get quiet on me. You know I'm right. Amen. We're making God promises. We're standing before men and women. We're standing before God and preachers. And we're making vows one to another. Husbands with wives. Saying, well, we're going to love each other. Honest, cherish each other. What's yours is mine. As long as we live. Get down the road 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 years. And the next thing you know, praise God, we split up and go away. You know what you're doing? You're breaking a vow. Not that person, but to God. Amen. Amen. It's better not to break. He said, well, preacher, maybe we just ought to get married. No, that's sin. Amen. God said, you ain't supposed to shack up. You're supposed to make a commitment to each other. But you can't do that. You have a commitment to God. Once you have a commitment to God, you make a commitment to each other. And you can love that spouse like Jesus loved the church and gave Himself for it.
Amen.
Amen. Then no matter what comes, the hard times come, the troubles come, tribulation come, praise God, you can make her together. Amen. Because the Bible says you become one. Hello? Two become one. They're knit together, weaved together, they're glued together. Amen. You take three. Anybody know what bell or twine is? Amen. We got a few farmers in here. That's the twine they use on baled hay. We used to call it seagrass strings. Anybody know what seagrass strings are? Amen. You take three of them and you twist them together, weave them together, and they're really stout. But you take them and you weave them, you glue them as you weave them. And buddy, you've got a rope. Amen. And if you've got that, it's something that can't, it's hard to break. Amen. Me and my wife, we're bound together. I told her, I said, if you ever get ready to leave, you've got to give me a couple days' notice. Amen. She said, what for? I said, so I can get packs. I'm going with you. Amen. We're in this thing together, praise God, till death do us part. And amen. She said the only option she had was to take me out. Amen. Amen. We're in this. Why? Because we made a vow to each other. I told her one time, I remember going, we was driving down the river. I don't know if we'd been to the lake or somewhere. We was in my big old truck. I had an 83 Chevrolet. We was coming down the river, a gray stepside truck. And I like that truck. I wish I kept it. We was coming down the river, and I got to talk. We was talking about different things. And I said, you know what? I said, if we was to get married, I said, this thing will be permanent. I said, I don't believe in divorce. She said, well, I don't either. I said, well, if we decide to do that, it wasn't long after that I asked her to marry me. Amen. Because I wanted to make sure me and her were both on the same page. I didn't want me and her to get hooked up today, praise God, and be pulled apart tomorrow. Right. Amen. We better decide whose side we're on, be on the Lord's side, and we come together, praise God, in Lord and in love, amen, to make this thing work. Amen. I don't know who I said that for. Somebody needed that tonight. Amen. Praise God. But he said we need to come together. We need to come and see what God did. We need to come together and sacrifice that we vowed. We need to keep our vows. Amen. Praise God. He said those vows that we make, those that fear God, he said he's called us not only to come and sacrifice, but come and be a witness of that. Look at verse 13. He says, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Amen. He said, so the psalmist is in here saying, it was a time that I was in trouble. I needed some help, praise God. And I said, Lord, if you will do this, I'll do that, praise God. And God come through with his part. He said, it's time for me to pay my vow. Not only to pay my vow, he said, I want to do it in front of witnesses. Amen. Boy, when God's blessed me, brought me out of trouble, praise God, he's delivered me. Amen. I want to pay that I've owed to him, I vowed to him, praise God. And I want to do it with witnesses. I want everybody else to say, God, see how good God's been to me. Yeah. Amen. I want people to see how good God's been to me. He brought me out, praise God. He's delivered me. He set me up. I was talking to a boy I used to work. I seen him down there at lunch today and talking about how the things I went through there for a while. It was about 3 or 4 years. Boy, it just seemed like the devil was trying to destroy me and wreck havoc on my life, wreck havoc on my body. But praise be to God. He's a delivering God. I can sing his praises today. He come to where I was when I couldn't get up to get to him. Praise God, he lifted me out and he carried me a while, praise the Lord, and set me down over on the other side with glory in my soul. Amen. I know what God's done for me, Brother X. Praise God, I'm a perfect example of what God has done. He said, I'll pay my vows that I promised God. Amen. I'll do it in the front of witnesses. I will offer thee burnt sacrifice of fatlings and incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Amen. Not only said, come and sacrifice. He said, come praise. He said, come and see. He said, come and sacrifice. But he says, come and hear. Amen. Don't you like it when God speaks to you? I guarantee you God spoke to your heart tonight if you're here. If you've got a receptive heart, if you ask God for a receptive heart to receive what he's got for you, I guarantee you he spoke to your heart. Amen. I would go as far as say he spoke to every heart in here tonight. Amen. If we'd be honest with ourselves, God spoke to our heart. He spoke to my heart. He spoke to your heart. If we'll just be honest with ourselves. So he says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. So we see what happens here. We see offerings and a sacrifice with a testimony. Amen. Praise God. It said, I'm going to pay back God that I vote. He said, I'm going to, the offerings and sacrifice. He said, I'm going to supplement the offerings and the sacrifice with a testimony to God. A testimony of his goodness, a testimony of mercy, a testimony of his grace that he's bestowed upon me. The way he's loved me, praise God, when I didn't even deserve loving. The way he's touched me, praise God. The way he's helped me. The way he's healed me. The way he's brought me out. The way he lifts me up. Amen. When the world's pushing me down. When the devil's trying to dissuade me. I'm glad I've got God this evening that's there to lift me up. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad I've got a testimony of what God has done for me. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't know how to witness to nobody. I don't know how to tell anybody about Jesus. Amen. You got a testimony? Have you been saved? Amen. You been saved? Have you asked God, the Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart? And let me just say this, you can't be saved. The Holy Spirit of God ain't dealing with you. You can't get saved when you want to. Amen. It don't work that way. You know, preacher, I'm going to sow my wild oats. I'm going to do my thing. And one day when I get old and bedridden, said, I'm going to ask Jesus to save me. Jesus may not touch your heart. Holy Ghost may not visit you on your deathbed. Amen. Holy Spirit deals with your heart. Praise God. You better get right with God. You better take that opportunity. He said we could sin away our day of grace. You say, preacher, how can we do that? By rejecting the Holy Ghost of God and Lord Jesus Christ when He comes into your heart. Knocking on your door, trying to get you to let Him in. But I want to say, praise God, He's standing on the outside knocking and the doorknob's on your side. Amen. We got to open the door. Got to allow Him to come in. Praise God. He's a knocking today. I believe He's knocking on hearts' doors. People just need to answer the call. He said, hey, listen, said, I'm offering sacrifices, offerings and sacrifice, He said, with a public testimony. Amen. He said, come and hear what the Lord says. He said, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. Amen. The Lord has done a whole lot for my flesh. Amen, Brother Larry. He's touched my flesh many, many times. I mean, He's picked me up and carried me through my stupidity. Amen. You do stupid stuff, hurt yourself. It blows my mind. You watch TV, they got things on there now. These people are trying to do stuff and they're filming it. And they know they're going to get hurt. I mean, it don't make good sense. But see, they're young and stupid. When you get older, you learn from that. Because you realize that every time you break something, every time you bang something up, it's going to bother you when you get older. Amen? So I'm just telling you, listen, church, young people, don't do stupid stuff. Amen? If it seems like you might get hurt doing it, don't do it. Preserve your body, amen, for another day. Don't hurt yourself on purpose. But he said, I will come. He said, I declare my faith. He said, I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I thank God for what He done for my body, but I thank God for what He done for my soul. He saved my soul from hell. Amen. I was headed down. I knew I was going to die and go to hell. But on that Wednesday night, Jesus came to where I was, reached down further than I could reach up, praise God, and saved me by His marvelous grace. Bless His holy name. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Have you got sin in your life? We can't come praising God with sin in our life. You're a preacher, I'd like to praise God, just don't seem like I can. Amen. You can't with sin in your life. Amen. But when we have iniquity, we have sin. Praise God, we need to pray. Say, ask God to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all iniquity. Take it away from us. Amen. Ask you to cover the blood of Jesus, that precious blood of Jesus, that holy blood of Christ. Amen. Verse 19, he says, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Amen. He said, I praise God. He said, this song of deliverance. He said, I praise God. He said, I come to praise Him. I come to praise Him as a nation. I come to praise Him as an individual. He said, I come to see Him. I come to worship Him. I come to sacrifice. He said, I come to bring offerings. He said, I come to see the Lord. He said, I come to hear the goodness of God. And he said, God has heard my prayers. God has listened to me. Amen. The voice of my prayer. He said, blessed be God which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Can you see why the psalmist, like you can see why he was praising the Lord? He said, you know what? I repented of my sin, and God Almighty, He's come to me. He's overshadowed me. He's blessed me. He's helped me. He's brought me through. Praise God. He didn't turn away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. He said, God showed me mercy. Amen. When I deserve justice, God sent mercy. Amen. He saved me. He kept me, brought me out, praise God. And now I just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is a song of deliverance. Amen. I listen, young. We have a song of deliverance. We ought to have a song of deliverance today. A song on our lips because what God has done for us, what God's doing for you and I, and what God wants to do in the days ahead. Amen.